I was living in Windy Harbour, about a mile's walk from UCD, about, it was about November or December last year, and I had a melody that was kind of stuck in my head, and a chord sequence, and the lyrics really came very quick, but it was after reading a book by Hermann Hesse, a German writer. The book was called Siddhartha, and I had been listening to a philosopher called Alan Watts a lot, and yeah, there were a couple of things that just kind of came out in that song for me. I suppose it is a love song. My friend was coming from London, who I hadn't seen for a good while, and it was a gift to her, really. And it's a love song, but it's also a death song. She knows, of course, yeah, that the song, I mean, we're really good friends, and she lives in London, you know. But I wouldn't go so far into it and saying that this, like, I mean, the whole song's a dedication, an ode to her. I wouldn't say that. I mean, they're just it springs out of some conversations that we had, and she was actually the one that gave me the book that I was reading before I wrote it. So it just comes out of a mutual understanding and a mutual respect for one another, and really it comes more so out of the conversations that we had rather than any anything else. But I mean, I had it acoustically for about maybe 3 weeks before we got a chance to play it with the band, and it took on more of a life whenever we played it with the band, just because you've got more of a scope for dynamics, and you've got just more of a scope in general, like for the general atmosphere of a song. I mean, on an acoustic guitar, the song would be a short 2-3 minute song, but whenever we play it with the band, you can add more elements, and it becomes a bigger project. So I think on record it comes in around the 5 minutes mark, which kind of, but I mean, there's nothing there that is out of place to my mind. You know, like whenever we play it together and we played it for the first couple of times together in a room, that's what happened naturally with it. It wasn't really a decision that we made consciously beforehand. We were just playing over the chords, and it took legs, and we started to play the chords louder, and it ended up we were rattling it out, you know, pretty big. I thought there was nothing left to do but just to belt it out until the end. And I can't remember the first time we played it live. I can't remember exactly where it was. It could have been, I think that it might have been at our show at Ingrainen Theatre last Christmas time. And we played it, I think we played it near the end of the set that night, and yeah, it did get a good response. I mean, I'm not sure really. I mean, there was some people asking me about it and things like that. But yeah, I think we might have played it before that at some smaller shows and a couple of kind of house parties that we had last year before Christmas. See, the thing that I was thinking about at the time was that how there are patterns everywhere in nature. They occur everywhere in nature, and they do whether you recognize them or not. Yet, I suppose, you recognize them or not yet. And I suppose the song it kind of relates to the awareness of the recognition of that elusive thing, you know. And that comes with a potential energy as well, for whatever you want to use it for. It is a love song, but there's more darkness in it than I suppose it sounds. But mainly it's a waltz, you know. It is a waltz, and it's a waltz of love and death, I suppose.
Darkness of my room. hearts will not be sourced, not by the finest diviner. You move too fast through the stream till the last drop leaves the river. And the waves will take you in, each one the same but different. Fly from the shore, cold and wet, to my door, and I'll light you. And your flame never stays the same. Your flicker just gets quicker in the darkness of my room. I finally see the pattern.